Welcome to La Voce di Biondi Santi, the virtual literary salon where the release of the wines is paired with the tale of rites and visions as we live them each day at Il Greppo. Now we invite you to share the feeling of wanderment that is innate to our winery journey. Here's to hoping you will wander with us. Episode 3, a conversation with Giampiero Bertolini and Federico Radi about the wanderment of the vintages presented in 2023. Listen with care. Giampiero Bertolini and Federico Radi are sitting in the Cantina Alta at Il Greppo, around a table that has hosted countless tastings, all special. On the table, three bottles are waiting, and glasses. Together, they're about to taste the three vintages presented in 2023 and discover their individual wanderment. 2017 Brunello, 2016 Riserva, and 2020 Rosso.
Federico, we are here in the Cantina Alta Il Greppo, a place where we often meet to do all our tasting and see the evolution of our wine. But we are here, above all, to speak about our new releases, those of 2023, namely the 2017 Brunello and our Riserva 2016, and also of a beautiful Rosso 2020. These are three vintages that I will certainly bring another very complete experience to our consumer. I'm sure about that. Why? Because they are three very different vintages. We have already tested the 2016 vintage extensively last year, as you remember, in 2022, with the Annata, and I must say that the Riserva, in all the tests that we did together, had a very, very interesting evolution. Then there is the 2017, which is, as everyone knows, was an extremely different vintage in Tuscany. It was very, very hot. But once again, we were surprised by what we managed to do here at Greppo together. And then there is the 2020 vintage, but we will talk that about later. I will start with the Annata, the 2017, and then move on to describe the others. What do you say?
Giampiero, it's true. Starting with 2017 is exactly what we do with our tasting and our blends. And we are surprised that every time to find wines that are in constant evolution, but always in a positive direction. As you anticipated, the 2017 vintage came in a summer that was overall very hot and dry. Fortunately, the spring was quite rainy and the vines were able to undergo the stress in a very, very positive way. In 2017, we arrived here at Il Greppo, and walking through the vineyards, we were surprised by these grapes, which, despite the temperature, were intact, healthy, crisp, and incredibly, there was no sign of no wiltering. And this is what we find in the wine, in this Brunello 17, where the fresh side, the acidity typical of Brunello together with the tannins, led to a very, very pleasant balance. It is a crisp, juicy, warm, but with a splendid balance.
And how about the Riserva 2016? What are we taking with us? Because in all of the tasting we have done together, we have really seen an incredible evolution, and once again, it's marveling us with its evolution. What can you tell us about it?
The 2016 is a vintage that we inherited in the barrel from the splendid work that the family did in that vintage. An exceptional vintage. In terms of weather, it was a rather fresh summer with some rainfall, and this led to grapes ripening very, very gradually and softly. They were very balanced grape. This balance, once again, can be fully found in a wine that has a very important range of aromas with extremely well-balanced tannins. It is a wine that best out itself even now, but with a great aging potential. It is definitely one of the best vintage of the recent decades.
Here is a perfect question for you, Federico. We sold the 2015 vintage last year, and a lot of people ask us, since 2015 and 2016 are two different vintages, what are they like in terms of longevity?
Well, they are indeed two very different vintages. The 2015 vintage was a wine that was initially more timid, with a great structure and a higher content of alcohol. At the first, it struggled a bit to open itself, and yet it has a good aging potential. 2016 vintage, in fact, is lower in alcohol, which is what we would also like to achieve in the future. This, by managing the vineyards in such a way that we can reduce what would otherwise be a too high alcohol content. But the 2016 vintage has a freshness and an integrity of fruit that we find a little tighter in 2015.
So longer longevity, it means that in 50 years, there is a new sense of wonderment to be discovered. And that's a good thing. Speaking of my sensation, Federico, speaking of the 2017 vintage, I perfectly agree with you. But I must say that one of the tasting you organized here, I was really struck by the contrast between the expectation of such a hot vintage and what we found in the glass. A bit what we had with the Rosso a couple of years ago, as you remember well. And once again, that was something that really, really stuck me in my mind, because in an absolutely hot year, it was a truly unique experience to find such freshness in the wines. On the other hand, I must say that the Riserva showed a constant evolution toward elegance and finesse. So that I think that if it stays in the bottle some more time, it will stir different experiences in our consumer, just as it did with us until now, during our periodic tasting. The first, the 2017, prompted in me a great wonderment compared to what one would expect. The second, however, show a constant improvement, and I believe that today the wine is truly refined and ready to be drunk, to be experienced. Federico, let's move to the Rosso. This is the fourth Rosso that you manage directly. Are we surprised with this one too, or not?
This is exactly the fourth Rosso for which we follow the entire production, from the vineyards to bottling. And we hope to continue to impress with a wine in which we believe so much. From my point of view, this product has a great consistency with the 2020 vintage. A vintage that, like the last few, is veering strongly towards very sunny, very hot, and rather dry summer. And this sunniness is perfectly reflected in this wine, where the fruit plays the leading role, but which in the background retains its freshness and tannins, very well balanced and velvety.
Well, then, another fine vintage. Federico, in these three wines, in these three very different vintages, what do you think of our respect for the Biondi Santi family style, for the DNA of Biondi Santi? Because, as we said many times in our discussion, for us, it's absolutely a must to respect the family style. How would you describe it?
It is crucial for us to be very consistent with the past and to carry... It is crucial for us to be very consistent with the past and to carry it into the future. Managing each vintage according to the climatic condition of grapes that are given to us in these vintages. In all three wines, we find the essential characteristics and the imprinting of Biondi Santi. Namely, very well-balanced tannins, a pleasant freshness that also brings an aging potential and a very significant persistence.
And now, Federico, it's time for all of us to listen to our wines and to give in to wonderment. Salute!
Cin cin.
La Voce di Biondi Santi is a project by Itaca Comunicazione. Year 2023. Narrators: Lene Bucelli, Giampiero Bertolini, and Federico Radi.